Saturday night under the lights for West Holmes. Tri-Valley gets the win 7-2 over West Holmes. It was Tri-Valley who would score 3 runs on 2 errors for West Holmes in the third. 300 runs would give the Scotties a 3-0 lead at that point. The Knights would come back. They would score a run in the bottom half of the third after a squeeze bunt put down by Jefferson Yoder would knock in Logan Zollers. Made it a 3-1 ballgame. Nobody scored in the fourth. However, the Scotties again would take advantage of West Holmes defensively. Then West Holmes would commit 2 more errors in the fifth, as they would score 3 more runs on 3 hits in that inning with Tri-Valley, and they led 6-1 at that point. Adding a run in the sixth, West Holmes would score a run in the bottom half of the sixth after the RBI double by Manny Camacho, but it wouldn't be enough as Tri-Valley gets the win 7-2 over West Holmes. For the Scotties, they had 7 runs on 7 hits. They had 1 error and 10 left on base. For West Holmes, they had 2 runs on 7 hits, 7 errors for the contest. That was the key of the game, and also had 14 left on base. With the win for Tri-Valley was senior right-hander Gavin Harold. He went 5 innings, allowed 1 run that was earned, 5 hits, struck out 12, walked 5, and hit a batter, improved his record to 3-0 on the mound for the season. For West Holmes, it was Carson Tanner. The senior got the loss, went 4-1/3, he allowed 5 runs, but just 1 earned, 4 hits, struck out 4, walked nobody, and hit a batter, dropped his record to 2-1. With the win, Tri-Valley improves the record to 5-1 of the season. With the loss, West Holmes will drop the record to 3-4. Again, the final score in high school baseball from West Holmes, it was Tri-Valley 7 and West Holmes 2. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.